Om Shanti. Good morning. How are you feeling? Rested? Better? Ah, wonderful. Okay. So welcome to our first morning meditation. How is translation? Okay? Okay. So every day we will begin with meditation, very healthy way to start your day. And this morning we begin with Sister Sona, who coordinates the activities of the Brahma Kumaris in Abu Dhabi. And she's been a student of the Brahma Kumaris and a teacher for the last 37 years. She's also originally from Australia, part of the national coordinating team in Australia. And she also spends a lot of time here at the headquarters in Mount Abu, organizing programs for those of us who come from outside of India and wanting to study here. And she's recently been traveling a lot to Riyadh in Saudi. So that's, I think, part of the reason why we have many coming from Saudi, which is fantastic. So a warm welcome, just with a wave of our hands, to our Sister Sona, and you're in good hands for morning meditation. Welcome, Sonavin.
Thank you, Judy. Good morning. Om Shanti. So many people ask, what is meditation? And there are so many different types of meditations in the world. In fact, some of you may have tried different forms of meditation before you came to one of our centers. Is that right? And really, meditation is about bringing my mind, bringing my focus, bringing my attention back to something here and now. So some people meditate feeling their breath. Some people meditate looking at a flower. But in Raj Yoga meditation, we look at ourselves. I understand who I am. I reconnect with myself. I observe what's happening in my mind. And all of this just helps me to ultimately create choices in the way I live. So when we meditate, we really try to understand how the way I've felt about myself, the way I've known myself till today, it's not been wrong, but maybe it wasn't as pure, as real as it could be. And as you all know, we have so many different layers of labels, so many layers of external understanding of the self. From childhood, we are taught, this is what you do, this is who you are. So meditation helps us to come back to the one who is living my life, the one who is being in this body, the one who is doing those actions, the one who is making choices. And when I reconnect with that one, with the being inside. We call it the soul. Then I start to live my life from a very different perspective. And perhaps what I do becomes secondary, and what really matters is who I am. And all my focus and attention is on the being, the way I feel about myself, the way I think about myself, the way I connect to myself. And so today we're going to just be. We're just going to let go of thinking about home and the country that you came from. Just for a little while, we're going to not think about all the friends and relatives we left behind, because they're okay. I'm not going to think about the to-do list, all the things that are pending in my life that I have got to do when I go back. Just let everything go. And then the mind has space. The mind has space for who? For what? The mind has space for me. The mind has space for me to bring my attention back to the being that I am. So let's start some meditation. And I'd really encourage you, if you can, to try to keep your eyes open. Some of you might be used to closing your eyes when you meditate, but we have a very unique way of meditating here, where we rest our eyes on this point of light. You must have seen one of these in the center you go to. Because if you learn to connect with yourself, to be at peace while your eyes are open, then you can take this feeling, this awareness of peace, into anything that you're doing. You can take it into all your interactions. But if you only close your eyes and meditate, then it just means that when your eyes are not closed, you may not be at peace. Isn't that right? So try, if you can, to keep your eyes gently open, looking at the point and following what I'm saying, and hopefully going into a feeling, an experience, as you reconnect with yourself. So the first thing is to just relax the body. Make sure that you're sitting in a comfortable way so that you're not disturbed for the next 30 minutes. And just taking a deep breath in. And another deep breath in and out. And I bring all my attention to where I am. I am in the here and now. I I even forget what happened yesterday. I let go of any thoughts that have been bothering me, things that are happening in my life. That pull my mind, that pull my attention. Just let go. Until all your awareness, your attention is right here in this room. You can hear the sounds around you. And you're aware of the people sitting in the room. And now I bring my awareness back. Person sitting inside my body. The one who is on this journey of life. The traveler. The one who is a guest in this world. I'm not even this body. This body is like the guest house. I am the one who thinks and feels, who lives in the guest house. The being. And as I slowly move my focus from the outside to the inside, I move from that which is made of matter, that which can be touched, seen, to that which is very subtle, which cannot be seen with these eyes. Something that can be felt. So I feel myself to be that inner light, the inner energy. The one who thinks, the one who feels, the one who makes decisions. The same one who sometimes gets upset and angry, tired, anxious. It's the inner me, the inner being. And I just become aware of that inner self, like that point of energy, of light, seated behind my eyes. And I just feel this is who I really am. I'm in this body, yet not made of matter. I use this body, but I am the driver. I connect to people. But they don't belong to me. And I do so much. So many tasks. But all of that begins with the one inside. And as I feel who I am, as I experience myself to be this tiny point of energy, of light, I can go even deeper into myself. I can let go. Of all the labels that I've carried. I am a son, I am a daughter, I am a mother, I am a father. That's what I do. That's how I connect. But that's not me. I am the inner light, the point, the life energy within. So I let go of this layer of I am this and I am that. And with that, I also let go of feeling burdened, feeling responsible for all the things that I have to do in my life. Everything will happen in its own time. So I let go of all the pushing and pulling in life. And I also let go of all the people I'm connected with inside. Where my mind goes all the time. Just keep letting go until all that is left in the clarity of your mind is this point of light, the real me. And in fact, when I let go, my mind naturally creates less thoughts. There's nothing to think about because I've let go of everything. I can just be here with me. And then I realize that somewhere inside there is a stillness. There is a peace. That was just waiting for me to come back to it. So I just pick up this one thought. I am at peace. In this moment, right here, I'm at peace with myself. And I'm at peace with the world. And I feel peace this tiny point of light. The being that I am radiates peace into my mind. And even into my body. And I'm filled with peace. It feels good to be back to peace. Undisturbed by anything. This reconnection back to the very core of my being. Place that is always still, the place that is always calm, it gives me back power. This feeling of inner peace reminds me of how powerful I am to stay peaceful no matter what's happening around me. The world may change, situations come and go. But if I keep holding this feeling of peace and stay reconnected, and the being within can express this peace in my life. Think about the life that you've left behind and that world, and ask yourself, from feeling so peaceful here, how can I, this being, stay peaceful. At every step of the journey, at every moment, every situation, and in every relationship of my life, this power of peace within me, helps me to not just feel peaceful, but to use peace to change myself, as I bring peace into my awareness, as I use peace in everything that I do. As I breathe peace into my life, it becomes my natural nature. It's as though I return back to the real self, to the true me. So meditation is nothing but coming back to the silent being within. and now. Just as I let go of the world and stepped back and connected inwards to the real me, it's time for me to take that me which is peaceful and still, into my life. So I take this feeling of peace and the understanding that I am the inner self, the soul, the inner being. And I bring myself to the awareness of this room. And I'm aware of all the other very peaceful souls sitting around me. I'm aware of the feeling of peace in this room. And how together we've created this atmosphere, this bubble of peace around us. And I'm also aware that now it'll be time for me to move, to reconnect with doing in life. But let me bring this peace for me into the doing. Let my mind remain still and silent, so that even when I connect with others, I'm not just thinking what to say next, what to do next. No. I just keep holding this peace with the power I've created. And transferring this peace to other people and everything that I do. So now take a deep breath in and let it out. Just feel how even breathing has become more peaceful. And feel the little soul, the point in your body, ready to move now can you smile in a peaceful way? Just give a nice smile, but a peaceful smile, as you welcome the day. Is everybody smiling peacefully? Peaceful smile, silent smile. Okay. I'll look around the room and smile at everyone and send them lots of peace. As you reconnect. Thank you.
A nice way to start the day. Yes, thank you, Sister Sona. That was lovely. So lovely. So, bringing your peaceful self to move the body. A quick announcement. You know this beautiful name tag you were given. Do you know how important this is? Please wear all day, every day, for two reasons. One reason, so we can know each other. So nice to actually say someone's name. And if you see it, it's easy to remember, no? But also, the university has many visitors all day. And we, though, are the primary focus. Right? But for the brothers and those who serve here to know that you are with this group, and therefore you have access to dining hall, to, it just means it's easier for them. So is that okay if you can wear this every day? And also, can I make a sweet request that we silence our phones when we enter the group, the gathering? Because we have such good peace, and it's a nice test to hear the phone ring and stay peaceful. Did you notice you were able to do that? I noticed I was able to do that, so that's very nice. But better that we just have the silence. Is it okay?